Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Chat Room with Tony Wolfpaw.
That's right. You're listening to The Chat Room with Tony Wolfpaw. Welcome, everybody. It's what day it is. You know what day it is. It's Wednesday, right? I hope it's Wednesday. Sometimes I get my days all messed up. Sometimes I'm not in sync with the camel. But it is. If it's Wednesday, many blessings to each and every one of you. Today here, we would like to start the morning in good spirit. So always expect that. You know that we talk a little bit of the paranormal, and for a title we have today, When Spirits Investigates You. It's been quite interesting that we have been listening to some very interesting stories from people that are very close to us. Now people start to open up and share their stories. People that don't usually share their stories very openly because they're afraid of what other people will think. You know, it's not that you every day have these kind of occurrences happening to you. But when it does, it becomes a concern. Why? You can't sleep anymore. Things do happen. And then you're wondering, what can I do? And what can you do when a situation like this happens? There's not a book of instructions, and there'll be a ton of people that will want to help you out and give you the best advice possible. So this is what we want to share with you guys. Okay, first of all, there's so much that we can say. And we have to keep calm. When we start getting all nervous, when we start letting fear come in, a lot of things can happen. And you start losing sleep. Then you feel insecure in your own home, even in your own work. Things like this happen. You feel insecure. You start losing sleep. And then anything negative can come through. So my best advice for you is that if you have the spiritual beliefs of in any religion, talk to your leaders. Talk to those that are your guides there in church, if that's where you go. And try to reestablish that harmony again. But what happens if there's kids involved and you don't know what to do when there's children? Maybe you are not the one experiencing it yet because it just really doesn't come to you that there's anything wrong, but it happens with kids. I had a great opportunity yesterday of listening to a mom talk about her son and the experience that they had visiting the grandmother. She said, "Tony, many years ago in my mom's house, I remember those last years that she lived there, and my son would go visit and will stare at the at one area in particular. Ever since he was very small, he would be looking like if he's looking at something, but we couldn't really tell. Until recently," she said, "my son still remembers those things, and he was very small. He says he still has memories when he was much younger, like saying, 'Yes, I remember visiting grandma, and I remember the old man that was there.' Well, that old man was a spirit. And he always said, 'There he is, there he is,' and no one else saw it. No one else had perceived that there was someone there, only the kid." And listening to her and led to another story that she had. And she said, "I used to work in a department store where we sold a woman clothing at the mall. And she heard stories and rumors about a spirit child that played around the area. Now, this is something, like, remember when we were talking about when your stories keep growing and growing and you say it to one person, that person says it to another. I was thinking, okay, I'm going to hear something like that happen. But then what it was curious that she said, my coworker and I were putting new clothing on a rack, and we were talking about this spirit child. And in a moment, my coworker said, oh my God, there it is, there it is. And she didn't want to look. And she says, no, Jess, yes, it's there, look, you got to see. And she said that at that moment that she looked, you know, it took a lot for her to look at it. She said, on the rack of the clothes, the lower rack of the clothes, all of like the sleeves of the dresses were moving, like someone had just made them move, and they were the only two there at the moment. This person, I have to, you know, just out of the blue, started sharing this story with me, because it happens that she was taking her lunchtime, and she just sat there, and I was sitting there just waiting for my time to start work. And it brought to my attention this. Okay, she was told, there it is. She didn't want to look, but she was afraid. And I was remembering the first story that she shared with me, in which she says that her kid said, there it is, and no one looked. You see, sometimes spirits are there, so close, so present, and we wouldn't know. So, in the paranormal field, the first thing that is investigated are the spirit investigating us. You see, it makes more sense. I mean, if someone is there that can't see, you can't see, or maybe you don't want to see, just like this person. And talking with her, I said, I think by listening to your child, and he has this tremendous memory, he must be very outstanding in school. He says, oh, yes, he's very smart, all straight A's, you know, and he loves sports, but he loves history. He loves the present, you know, he knows the history of all the presidents. He likes math, but he loves more history. He spends hours talking about things that really amazes me, because she says, I don't know where he's getting all this information. Then I said, I think he's an indigo. And she looked at me and she said, what did you say? I said, I think your son is an indigo. And she stopped eating and she said, that was the same thing my doctor said to me. And he remembers everything. Now, this is not the first time that I come very close to an indigo child, but more, I'm understanding the indigo parents, right? People will neglect to accept the reality that there are spirit worlds, that there are spirits all around us. This person has the practice of their spiritual faith, and yet I'm thinking that, and you know, that I posted something that, like, on my Facebook that says that the man, you know, went to the moon and is still looking for life out of space in the out there, thinking, you know, okay, they want to establish connection with life of a highly intelligent, they call. Okay. And as we put so much effort in it, we also understand that as far as my observation goes, and, you know, very humble observation, don't take all and everything that I say like for true, but there's very little that we know about ourselves, and we're looking outwards. So there's people that don't really give the grant that there's an afterlife when we pass away. And I believe so, and I believe there is. And why? Because of stories that I hear, but more of the evidence that is left behind. Whenever a spirit wants to leave an evidence of a gift or something, it will do so. And, well, that's just one of those things. I have a caller. Oh, it's our friend Rhea. Rhea is like the voice of the chat room. I'll put her on. Hi, Rhea. Hello, Rita. Are you there? Oh, wait a minute. Let me bring her in. She's here. Now she's cracking up. Hi, Rhea.
Yes. Hi, Tony.
Good morning.
Could not hear at all through the computer.
Well, you have to refresh that thing once in a while. Do
it's
like
been refreshed
I did.
Five times.
Well, sometimes you have to do what I like I do. I take my computer, I take it outside, take a water hose, take a good broom, a good soap. You can use liquid detergent. Just pour it all over the computer and just pressure wash that thing, and that'll help it. That'll help it big time. That's how I clean my computers. Actually, I do that cleaning. Yes, I was talking about the indigo child that I met, and hold on for a second. Yes, okay, we're back. The indigo child that I met interesting when a child has that vision and the parents not. You know, it can really frustrate when I'm thinking, oh, I'm seeing this. And that's why they become so highly intelligent as far as explaining and saying things. My child at 2 years old was already talking about games and things, and she knew things electronically that I was surprised, because as we never even had that at home. How do you know about these things? And it's almost like very simple, just because I know. I just know. And then I'm talking about something and it says, you don't know. You can't, you don't know. And I'm looking at her and I'm thinking, wow, how can you even say that? You were like born yesterday. And but yes, I do respect the highly intelligence of these children that have these tremendous abilities of comprehending things that are very complex, and the ability also to share it back with you and give you an explanation of it. So we're looking for intelligent life. Outer space, when it's almost it's happening here. Now, these are the kids that are going to help out in science, and the theories that we have today will either be confirmed or debunked by this future generation. And, well, I thank the Creator for that, because if it was on my hands, oh my goodness, we're doomed. I'm just messing around. You're allowed to laugh, Rhea.
Okay.
Rita, I know that the weather over there has been pretty bad in that, but I do appreciate you always being there in the chat room, and also the great friends that we have that are visiting us today. Great chances. You know that we were mentioned by Will Crawford and his radio recipes. They gave us a mention. And
that's wonderful.
Oh, yes. Yes. They gave us a mention. Oh, geez. Now your voice is going to come through. forget about it. Today it's like, it's been like all messed up. We're live in Apache Radio Network also, just for you to know. And we will be having an interesting show for Saturday. I really would love to go personally to Tombstone back, but that will be in the like in not so far future. We did touch base with sister paranormal investigators, and it's like we're just gonna go back over there, and they invited us over, so we're gonna have them on Saturday. A very good show coming up on Saturday, 7 o'clock, folks. 7 o'clock Mountain Time, which means that it will be, 9 o'clock your time?
Yes,
so
it will.
If you guys want to take a listen to it, you know that I really have to get all this thing together with the programming of the show. Thank you for being also, and all you guys for being on our show Monday. It was a very, very good show on Monday. Very funny one also.
Yes, it
at
was.
Least in my part, it was all funny. Always a good laugh. It made that Monday feel like a Friday. I'm serious. I'm very serious when I said that. I wanted to so much Tuesday be Saturday. But it's that kind of impossible thing. I was listening to the Skull Experiment Project video again to get the names of the people that were there. I know that you'll start hearing shows about this, because by far, you know, it always, and till now, it has been the best paranormal experiment that has ever been conducted and documented. And yes, they're talking about the debunking that, but that was the whole thing. It was all about debunking the skull experiments. Not because of the people, but it was trying to find the logical explanation of the results that it produced. You know, rose petals and solid objects falling from midair is always like, I mean, what explanation can you possibly give for that? You know, it's because the atoms form and they kind of broke apart from where they were at, and they came back together in the other place, and that's how it happened. Wow. Very well explained, Tony. That's how it happened. You know, that for me is something that is we're getting closer. I believe that we're it little by little, it's in a slow pace, but we're getting somewhere when it comes to all of these things that we consider it till now a mystery, you know. But for now, it is considered like a mystery. So, you know, the chances that we get closer to understand it, as long as we keep ourselves like with the calmness and the open mind and not try. There's one thing that man does very good, that every time it puts his hand or his attention on something, he ends up messing it up somehow. Yeah.
Usually how so?
I can have a computer working perfectly well, and give me a few months for no reason, I probably already kind of like screw it up somehow, some way. Not intentionally, because we all think that we're doing great, but it does happen. And that's what I'm afraid of. For example, Bigfoot, Yeti, Sasquatch.
Yeah.
We, people in search of, and probably we get very close to it. And as we get very close to it, we're thinking, okay, well, what will happen if man established the camp or wherever this being lives? What if they get one alive? You know what's going to happen. They're gonna shoot a dart to it. They're going to put the tranquilizers on it and all that. They're going to probably tie it up, chain it up. That's what they're going to do, because we cannot appreciate nature without messing it up sometimes. Yeah. Think about the spirits. Before, they always existed. Nobody used to talk about it. Boom. They bring up a few shows. What they do next? Taunting them. Show yourself. Show yourself now, you scaredy cat. You know, that's what happens. Every time we get close to something, we mess it up. And it's a fact. Many people say, well, that's not true. Well, of course it is. It's a fact. We discover animals, what we do. We start messing it up. What happens? Boom. It's stinked. We even did it with people. What happened? Look what happened to the Indians. Well, they first discovered Americas, and there were like a bunch of people there, but we took over the land, and this is what happened. You know, what happened? You discover a new land, what'd you do? You try to kill everyone else that was on it and claim it yours. So if we keep on looking at the ways man has messed up as we've progressed, and you call it progress, we've messed up, and the worst thing is that most of our theories and things like that have come from the people that are messed up, and that's a fact too.
Yes,
they
it
said,
is.
"No, that's not true. That's not true. No, there's got to be something else, but not that." Listen to your words and tell me that if sometimes, like in that video I did, you don't do a Zach Bagans every once in a while. If you can hear the sound of my voice, please make a noise right now. We've heard this. We've heard that. You know, that demanding sound. That's like Christopher Columbus coming onto the Americas. Here, I demand you to do this right now. If you don't really agree with what I'm saying, I really respect you all, you know. But it just happens. It just happens that way. Are you still there, Ree?
I'm still here listening.
That was some weird noise on the phone.
Yes, my computer, a commercial kicked in, and I don't know why.
Oh, that's you. Okay.
Yes, sorry.
Well, we may proceed. Thank you very much. So that, you know, if spirits observes us, and I'm sure for one thing, that if you're ready to receive it, and they know that you're ready to receive it, they'll make connections with you, okay? They'd rather make connections with the flowers, with the plants, with the animals around, with the children too, you know. But if you're not really ready for it, you can be in a room and infested by haunting. You say, I can't feel nothing. Well, no, you're so like that blue light. What do you mean that blue light? You know that zapper thing that captures the moths and flies and all that stuff that people put in the outdoors? If they get any close to it, they get the flies or whatever get zapped and die. The spirits don't want to get zapped by something like they say, we'll hang with them, but we won't touch this one over here. No, I think that one has issues. Look at him. Jeez, look at him. He's over there like shouting out for a response, looking at that wall, and we're all standing over here behind him. Isn't that funny, Casper? Yes. I can imagine that kind of party going on. Let's throw a brick to make them, you know. Wow, yes. Hey, folks, listen. this is the haunting, the spirituality should be taken with respect. And when you take things with respect, you'll be treated with respect. And it's reciprocal. Am I making sense today? I
yes,
hope so.
Always do.
So it is something that you give, and believe me, you're of spiritual matter yourself, okay? But it's almost like this. You're in spiritual matter, but you're like in a glove. And the other spiritual matter is without the glove. You have so much between you and the glove that does not let you see, okay? But if you, in your spiritual way, become one with the glove, and that means come one with everything around you, you might be able to see the energy of things that is very radiant and around. That's when I say to you, look, put your hands up in the sky where the sky is so blue, or in any place where you can, you know, has a solid color. Then look at your hands, right? And look at the space between your hands. Try to put your index finger and your thumb together, and you can see that it's like a mist of some sort. People see it, they call it the aura. Have you heard that?
Yes.
Have you heard that? You're looking at the chat room. You have? Well,
I have.
Something like that is all around. It's all around. And that glow, you're part of it. You see? And you're just like that little piece of atom or whatever you want to call it in this big world. Right? So good thing is to become humble and understand, and that way, you know, be open to the experience that you probably, you know, try to decipher. You'll understand your destiny much better. You know, there's some things that you really don't have to run to. It doesn't matter who runs or who's walking, who's crawling, or, you know, or who just, we will all get there. We will be all guaranteed the chance to get there, to understand what we're talking about. Many people, I don't want to talk. I'm really not interested of that. So those people that are not interested in things like this, they live most, you know, their lives are so attached to the things that they're doing, that spirituality or anything like that is of little significance to them. Okay? They might accumulate knowledge in one part, but in their spirituality that they say, I really don't waste much time on it, is a spirit saying that, because we're all made of the same thing. You see? So, the end of the day, when we pass, we're all going back to mamas and the papas, you know, where we came from. And how is life over there? We don't know. We only hear stories. And that's why we listen to stories and we share them with people. So, yeah, I've heard the story about this person that has moved into a place that now they all believe has paranormal activity. The good word of advice given to her is that, of course, they're Christians. They're going to go with their pastors so that they will go into a blessing of the homes. Now, this is one thing. Christianity, they say, we don't really talk about the paranormal. Okay, but you talk about the Holy Spirit. You talk about demons, you talk about angels, you talk about Jesus Christ, and you talk about God. Of course, the Holy Spirit, that trilogy. Well, they say that God is made, you know, that we're made of similar, something like that. I can't really quote a lot of things of the Bible, but don't believe me, not because I can't quote it doesn't mean that I don't have that basic understanding of what it's all about. And if you do, please correct me, you know. But it says that there was a man that had passed away, and Jesus helped him resuscitate. Is that the word?
Resuscitate.
Okay, folks. If I say this with a New England accent, you will say resuscitate. Is that the word? Resuscitate.
Yeah.
Okay. So, in order to show man of that time, and we're thinking this, it was written by someone, and we'll leave it like that. Okay, but. If we what was that word again? Resuscitate.
Resuscitate.
Okay, folks. Resuscitate. I'll
yes.
I'll listen to the podcast and practice that word. Thanks a lot. it gave life. It gave life back to a person that had already passed away. Okay, he was already in the place where they put the body, and that was considered a miracle. Okay, so it's not only that. They also talked about a man that was levitated by a chariot of fire. Person, they did not mention him of passing away. They mentioned that he was taken up in the chariot of fire. Now, that signifies that whatever what came down and got him was of light, and it looked like flames. So it probably was a bright light. But if they mentioned fire, maybe it was not so bright. Maybe just saw, anyway, whatever it was, he just left. It just took him away. Could that have been an abduction? A UFO abduction? We don't know. But there you have that. And then they talk about giants, David and Goliath. They talk about Samson.
Samson and Delilah.
So that's in the Bible, or that's some kind of a... That's in the Bible, is it?
It's supposed to be part of the Bible. There's Samson, yes. There's many of them. And
so
pretty much all have stories.
Well, folks, you are listening to an expert of biblical man. No, not really. But, you know, in my simple way of putting things, I really hope that you understand what I'm saying. But what I'm saying and want to share with you is that sometimes we just block ourselves from being open. When, for instance, in the practice of Christianity, it is all there. It is all there. It doesn't say it does not exist. It just puts it in a different way. So we do have to be open-minded in every time. And sometimes when we open-minded, we be very careful of how things are said to you, or what things you bring and you put in yourself. You won't just eat any food. You won't eat something that you know it's poison, is going to be very lethal if you take it, and you know the consequence, all the possible consequences of it. You have to have that certain. But be calm. Don't rush. Everyone will have that opportunity of knowledge. I feel that. And many of my elders and many of the people that I've spoken to have shared that. And these are people that have already passed away. When an elder, you know, that is very connected in a spiritual way, he knows, she knows when they're going to pass away. They know it. I've seen that. I've witnessed that. My great grandma was about 115 years old, and she had about 13 kids of her own, and she buried each one of them. The last one, the last one, which was the youngest, which was my grandpa, Christmas time, said, oh, poor mom, I think she's not going to make it this year. And she very, in a whispering sound, and she held her finger. I remember I was there in that room, and she said, come here. And she wanted, I want to say something to you. And she whispered something into his ear, and then he looked at her and he smiled. What she said to him was, I'm going to bury you first. And within less than a month, and he was perfectly fine, he passed away. And she still lived. It was true. She knew. And she said, I'm going to leave when I say so. She really did say that. I'm going to leave when I say, when I want to, when I say so. That she was very calm and assertive in her words. That woman was incredible. She not only raised those 13 kids, she was a midwife. She raised a lot of other kids. Practically the whole, and she took good care of us, very good care of us. And she told us the story where we came from. She told us the story about the sugarcane fields and where we came from. And that's how I knew. I said, wow, I remember this. So yes, she remembers. She says, you are of all indigenous culture. Jeez. And yes, and she passed away when she said so. And she passed away very silently, very calm, and there she went. But she saw the world evolve for 115 years. You see? So these people are very connected with their spirituality. Listen to your elders. You'll be surprised how much things you'll learn from them. Okay?
Oh, you learn very much.
Oh, you do. You learn very much. And that's the great things that I'm, you know, I feel so humble, so grateful for the things and the story that I have, that I've been shared and people have, shared with me. That one, I've listened to children. Ooh, the kids today, like I mentioned, are very, very alert, very, very awakened. They're going to be great elders when their time comes. And there's those kids that are going to listen to them are going to benefit from all that. We want to plant good seeds. So I think that's a good thing. And how you mix all this with the paranormal. I've never been very religious, but I have been always very curious. I've always been, curious and knowing, not just satisfied by what I've been told. I wanted to know more. I wanted to understand. And for no real reason, but I just wanted to understand why. Have we had experiences? Of course we've had experiences. That's what initiated this whole thing. So yes. Woo! Wednesday.
Yes!
What deep day it today. Is! Look what day it is! Well, yeah. It's so we're talking of now of the books. I know that you ordered the book of Rick Kieber, Forever Ash, and Alenka is going to be receiving hers. We will have the paranormal rebel, Jason Statton, also have one of his books available that's going to be signed. And one of you guys are going to win it, okay, also. So I know you got you. I want everyone to have the opportunity to get something and to win something here. So, future plans, the tombstone, and Bisbee, Bisbee. And from here, from West Texas, Marfa Lights. So, yeah, so more likely I gave you very poorly our future plans. I gave it to you very, very poorly, but that is what we are planning for. So, and of course the Bigfoot Yeti story that we received. Have you ever heard anything from Bigfoot over there from where you come from?
No, I have not heard anybody really talk about the Bigfoot. They talk about him in a way as that does he exist and everything, but I have not heard anybody mention that they've seen him here.
No?
No.
Well, we, long time ago, but most recently we've received a little information, not until we get it all complete. And at least, of course, respecting where this thing took place, we will be sharing. You see, that's why I don't like to talk about things unless I have the whole complete story about it, okay? Sometimes it doesn't have any either audio or either video because, let's face it, not all the time you're carrying a camera when you're out there in the woods. At least not us. Tony, did you take pictures? Whatever you think, I'm a photographer. I'm not from National Geographic. I hope I had something like that and I can take pictures wherever I go. But no, not most of the time. We're not ready. And that happens too. When you have a good experience, you say, wow, that happened. Boom. Nowhere is the camera. There is nowhere that was registered. Think about it. Think about it. Maybe the spiritual world is that much that they say, I'm going to go in now that I know that there's no K2 meters, no digital recorders or anything like that, and we can just chill out like normal. Let's be friends. No, all of a sudden, boom, we want to picture it, we want to take pictures, we want this, we want that, we want this, we want that, and, you know, who knows? Maybe we're getting a little bit too annoying for the ghost. Do you think so?
I think we do sometimes, yes.
You see, I think that if you're a paranormal investigator, you'll probably get some great results with very sweetness. Very, you know, you're like very peace, very sweet and all that. Me? I'd be taken by surprise. Well, let's not underestimate. You know, who knows? Who knows? Maybe I'll suck big time in that. And people say, well, you probably do it very good. No. I think about myself in a way that I am doing something that first I have interest in. I'm very interested in. And second, I will only then rely on the instincts of what I feel. Okay. But what if what I'm feeling has nothing to do with that I'm seeking, or that I, you know, that's the reason why brought us to this place or to that place? What if what I'm feeling has nothing to do? Maybe, you know, it's not the moment. So you have to prepare yourself for the moment of that. But today is almost like, you know, it's very informal. You know, not so much in preparing. Oh, yes, we always do this. Oh, yes, right. You know, there's always going to be an answer for something. But we, in our case, when the last two places that we went, we just looked at each other and thinking, could it be us? Could it be us? Maybe there was something because of us. That's what we were talking about at one point. Because you probably think, maybe it was us. You never, you know, and that is more credible than to try to decipher, maybe it was the spirits. Maybe it was them. That's like pointing your finger. Maybe it was us. That's taking more responsibility. So we didn't witness openly, but we did come with some things that needed to have a little explanation, that we wanted to know, or we were trying to figure, was this said by me or by you in any point of time throughout our stay there? And then try to recap, did I do this? Did I move that? First, when I go to a place and people that I'll have the opportunity to do an investigation with will notice. When I go to a place and I'm allowed to do a study or reading in that area, I will move things. I will move things and put it in another way. Okay? Like, we went to the hotel, and there was like the little wastebasket, you know, little thing that they have in the room in one corner. So I took it and I put it almost like in the middle of the room. And I just left it there. But I didn't say anything. The only thing is, while I'm setting up, I noticed that Gloria had put it back. Gloria Villa was with us. I'm talking about the Gaston Hotel. She had put it back in the corner. And, you know, I didn't know when I looked back, it wasn't there. And I'm thinking, oh, geez, okay, it must have been her. So I then put it back in the middle. And I moved the chair a little, and I left the door open. The closet door opened. But then that's what happens with she's a neat person, okay? Have you seen, I'm not comparing her to Monk, but have you seen Monk? That show?
Yes, I have.
That he's like could be in an office and if he sees two glasses of water, one is more filled than the other, his concentration just goes on to the glasses that are not filled, or if there's papers or books that are not aligned in the right way or not alphabetically put, like he's drawn to that. And they'll be talking with him, but his attention is just put, hasn't everybody noticed that this is out of order? So I felt that as I was doing it, and I'm doing it intentionally. I'm putting things like that, not because I said, oh, I'm being, why Tony's? No, I'm putting it like that for a purpose. I want to see what happens. The only thing that I captured was that my partner was putting it back in the place. And I'm thinking, geez, that's the reason why I had the camera focusing in that area. You have to let, you know, it was funny, but yeah, I tried to do it in that way so that, you know, to see what happens. You alter the atmosphere, the rhythm of life when you step into a place. And how is that? Of course. It's receiving your presence, so you're making something new. You're saying new things. New things that you say are new commands and new things that are being said out there, you know. We're like a little radio ourselves, and we're constantly sending signals out there. Someone else will pick it up. And believe me, the spiritual world will pick it up very quick. Very quick. Tony, why you keep on talking that way? Weren't we taught when we were like the guardian angels that protect you? Your spiritual guides that protect you? It's said in every culture. In every culture. Right? Even those that say, I don't believe in God, but I talk about the devil. Duh. You know, it's the same thing. Not that the dog, the God and devil is the same thing, but there you go. You're still believing in something, even in the lowest form. I don't believe in God, but I believe in chocolate. Well, there you go. All your faith and all your concentration, your energy goes to chocolate. Any given thing that you put your attention on will grow in you. And you'll be exactly right. What do you mean by that, Tony? And I just mean, well, there should be no discrimination in life, good or bad. Life will not discriminate that. We'll give you all the life lessons that goes with it, but will not discriminate. So if it doesn't discriminate, and that's something that we learn, that's why it's sunny, that's why we have the moon, that's why it goes cloudy, that's why we have constant change. Life is of constant change, and each one of them, of those changes, are absolutely correct. So even in your lowest way of thinking, you are absolutely correct in representing that represents you. You will always find criticism, but that is absolutely correct for whoever is presenting that or bringing that and putting that out there on the table. Okay? If we understand things that way, we'll be a little bit more tolerant in understanding that it's not all you. It's about you, me, her, them, and all the hundreds of thousands of millions of people that live here on the planet. Whether they're next to us or they're probably stuck in some cave asking for help and nobody knows that they're there. Yeah, everyone is part of it. Everyone. So see, the spiritual world, and when they investigate us, that's the title that I gave to the show, right? They have more better understanding. Remember what I say. They're not in the glove like we are. We are in the body still. But in our way of seeing things, what makes you think that the spirits don't have jobs to do, wake up and maybe family, maybe they have all... You don't know that. We really don't know that. Maybe there's a whole new world parallel to this one that is running at the same time. I mean, your life has to be much more than this. Me, you know, my life has to be much more than what I'm doing right now, what I'm thinking. So the only thing I can tell you is that the paranormal, the spiritual things, have given me and has opened more doors than I thought. Now, I thought that I was just going to be chasing spirits. No, I'm more in search of understanding, and really you grow spiritually. Not very much religious, but me. I mean, I'm talking about me, but spiritually you do grow. How about you? How all this experience have changed you?
Well, I'm
and there
not
she
go. Religious.
That was a that, no, no. Wait a minute. That little pause is perfect for a commercial break.
I'm not very religious. I'm more spiritual. So there's some things I believe, some things I don't. But you learn new things all the time from every religion.
You do. I've learned a lot from Buddhism, and I've learned a lot from our culture. But I've learned a lot from Buddhism and a little bit of the Christianity. I see it as the tree of life. It has the many branches and in it, and on that branch that has to do with all of spirituality, you know, has connection with each and every thing on that tree, each and every leaf, the everything, you know. And the part of the religious doctrines that are out there, there are all some coming from that same source. Even though they look different, they sound different, They probably, their introduction is said different. It's all there. And when I mentioned that, I also mentioned, you know, I have to include the satanic cults too. Unfortunately, people say, how dare you? Of course, we cannot. we cannot talk about one thing and forget that there's the other. It's all the same. It's all on the same branches of us looking for things. Hey, wait a minute. I am from this church, and I do not agree with what you're saying. That's what the church will teach you, not to agree. And therefore, you will not be open to what I'm listening to, what I'm saying. But I have to be open for what you're saying in order to understand. And the more I see, well, that's not true. The more I hear that's not true, I'm thinking, whatever thing they read or whoever they listened to did a good job. Has, you know, they've all conditioned you to believe and think in that in that way. And they're all absolutely right. I learned that by my supervisor. Not that he told that to me. He will never say something like this to me. But in his actions, you know that there's people that will say yes to everything?
Yes,
like, hey, I give you a complaint. Let me listen to your complaint. Well, this is my complaint. Ta-da-da-da-da-da-da. Oh, yes, I understand what you mean. Don't worry about it. We'll take care of it. Oh, what about you? I have another complaint. I have a complaint of that person that just spoke to you. He said this. Don't worry. I understand what you say. We'll take care of it. You know, and
yes,
and it's like, when are you going to take care of it? We want to know. I want you to do this to him. Yes, I believe that should be done. No, I want you to do this to her. Yes, I believe that should be done too. We'll agree to everything, but yet we'll maintain himself put, person that he is. Okay, he will listen to things, but he will stay put. And the person that he is, and the person that he is. So, to become an open-minded person, you can listen, you can talk about anything out there, okay? But listen, give your opportunity for that, to listen, and you'll learn something. Or maybe people said, well, I like the debating thing. I like to receive the people that leave me the booklets on the weekends and go into a little debate with them. Maybe you'll find another one in that group that loves the debate. And you will love to contradict each other in everything that they say, just for the pleasure of contradiction. Just because my book says this, but my book says that. Well, let's go both of us on page 3 and let's read what says there. Okay, let's do that. You will try to compare things, but it's very hard to do that. Why? Not all branches are the same. Not all branches are the same. And the fruits on that branch will not be all the same either. So unless we start to observe things, you know, in a way that will broaden more our understanding. Wow, today has been, I feel like I've been singing karaoke or something. I hope that show made sense today. Sometimes
very
I just wake
show.
Up, you think?
Yes, very deep show. All the when you talk about religion, it gets very deep.
Wow, I really didn't want to talk about religions. It's guess what day it is? It's Wednesday, okay, folks? Let's have a good... We're right in the half of this week, okay, those that are working. Let's have a good one, okay? Many blessings to each and every one of you, and thank you all for being part of the chat room today. Remember that we also transmitting live through Apache Radio Network, and stay tuned for the rest of our shows, okay? Love you guys to death. Really do. You guys are family with me. Thank you. Thanks a lot, Rita, for being on the show.
You're welcome.
All right. Take good care, folks. Goodbye.